This is The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And it is time for... I'm jumping right into it because I'm excited. I just needed to stop and say that. It is time for one of our very special dad editions of The Parenting Show. And so that means I've got my special guest co-host, Mr. Frank Spadone, everyone. Funny man and dad. Frank.
Yes.
How are you? Where have you been? I haven't talked to you in a
while. I'm good. You know, I've been doing some shows. I've been, you know, doing taxes because it's the end of April. You know, I think I'm done. I should be done, right? I should be done.
Well, no, wait, you're a business owner. We have until June. We're okay.
Oh, yeah. But if you,
then we got to pay. We got to pay interest.
Cash money now. You know what I mean?
Frank, honestly, yeah. you've been doing some shows and I have been missing them all. And you were even just our last show, or one of the last shows at the beginning of April, you're like, Pina, you coming out? And I'm like, Frank, I'm going out for my birthday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I would have made a great birthday gift there, Pina. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. It wasn't even the best night out. And while I was there, I was like, maybe I should have went to Frank's show.
Yeah, you know, you should have, for sure. Especially when it's free. Hey?
Yeah, I know.
My dad used to say, give his fruits and veggies to everybody and say, hey, you like? And they're like, it was excellent, Mr. Spadone. And he's like, ha ha. And then as he's walking away, he's like, yeah, everything, it tastes good when it's free. You know what I mean?
Mother's garden. I love it. So Frank, we have another dad joining us.
Yeah, awesome.
It is Chris, who is a drummer in the Truce. He's got his solo project called The Whiskey Hunter. He just released a song called Good Morning, and he's a dad of twins who are turning three. Chris, what is shaking? How are you?
I'm doing great. Just recovering from the weekend, Sunday, and I had the kids all weekend, and it's like full on. I don't know, just a full on
craziness
battle royale. Yeah,
is this why you've got this beautiful collection of whiskeys right behind you? Is that what you were indulging in tonight?
Yeah. Every time I make it through 1 week, I go out and buy three bottles of whiskey. Yeah.
Amazing.
I like that. I'm going to start that. I think that's a tradition I can get behind. Frank, what about you?
Yeah, I go the other way. I after I'm all had a busy week and I get home, I eat like crazy. And but yeah, I mean, some of the medicine you got back there is what I call it.
It helps. It helps.
Yeah, it helps. But when you got twins, wow, I waited 5 years in between kids for that reason. I couldn't handle. It's like, first for someone like me, you have the first one. And it's like, oh my God, what happened to my life? And then you're like, you know what? They're becoming independent now. Maybe we could get them a sibling. And then it's like, then you have another one. It's like, oh my God, I did it again.
Well,
but having two at once, that's intense.
That's what I was going to say, Frank. So you've got 5 years between your two boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris, are yours, you've got a boy and a girl?
Boy and a girl. Yeah.
Yes. And okay. So yours came at the same time. And then
four minutes apart. Ours. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. 4 minutes, 5 years for Frank, 4 minutes for you. Now, which one is the craziest one of the three of us? Because I have three that are all 2 years apart.
Yeah. That's. Mm.
I think I had like, it's my, I think it's maybe all the weed that I smoked, the memory loss that I forgot. You know what I mean? After I had one, I was like, yeah, sure. Let's have another one. And then I was like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. You could use a few bottles behind you, Pina. Yeah.
A few bottles.
I don't think there's, now that I have kids, because up until 3 years ago, I was the guy that was like, why does everyone complain about kids? It can't be that hard. But now that I have kids, I think whether you have one, whether you have two separated, whether you got twins or you got three, it's all like life-changingly difficult for me anyways. We're still recovering from it.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. It's, I don't think being a parent or becoming a parent is life-changing. And yes, we bitch, we complain at times, but it doesn't mean that we're not grateful and we don't love the little shits. You know, we do.
We do.
We absolutely. Do. But it's not easy.
It's not, you know, and it's funny because my son's starting to realize he's 15 now and he's going to be 16 in a couple months. But we got it done. He really wanted a dog and he got it done. I, you know, there's a responsibility, you know, it's the same old thing where, you know, the person who didn't want the dog, and I'm pointing to myself, is doing most of a lot of the work. A lot. My wife does a lot, but he gets mad at the dog sometimes. And I'm like, oh, so you don't like your dog anymore? He's like, no, I love my dog. I'm like, well, now you know what I go through when I yell at you. Yeah, I get, you know, you raise the voice, especially, yeah. When, you know, you're like me, Pina and I, who are from, you know, that European background. Our voices get a little loud. So
just a little bit. Just
but you learn about yourself, but it's intense. Having two, like having one when they wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, you go. No, you go. I got up last. But when it's both, it's like, man, one goes to, have you had that, Chris, where one goes to sleep and then the other one starts just
yeah,
when
my son wakes up every night and he'll wake up my daughter every night, and it's never like I'll go get them. It's like we need both of us to jump out of bed. One's got to pee, one's got to poo, one just needs to be sat on the chair, one's just screaming, man, oh man.
Chris, do they share a room?
They it's share
twins,
a room.
So I always want to know, like, I'm always intrigued by twins. Like, do you keep them together? Do you separate them? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, we keep them together for the most part. On week, like, they're in daycare during the week, but on weekends, we put them in separate rooms for their naps, which magically works most times.
Yeah.
But I mean, we only have the two rooms in the house, so they're together in the room, and you just, when you go to bed at night, it's like, let's just
you do the sign of the cross and you're like, please, sweet baby Jesus, help us out tonight.
they do fall asleep, which is pretty good. They eventually fall asleep, but what happens is they fall asleep, then I have a little bit of time with my wife, then she goes to sleep, and then I get to work doing what I do because I have to do it in the middle of the night, and I go to bed around 12, 1, 2, and that's when they wake up. So I'm just like, okay, eyes closed, walking up the stairs, crawling into bed, and then the monitor goes off, and then it's like, no, just sleep till 7 or 6:30 or anything.
See, well, this is where I think you and Frank like have shared this, like live the same kind of life, in the sense that you guys are both on the road a lot. You know, Chris, you with your Whiskey Hunter project and being the drummer for the Trues, Frank doing stand-up comedy, like, you know, it's not the traditional 9-to-5 job that you guys work. So it's a little bit challenging. Like, Frank, do you remember when your boys were that little and you're like trying to work and you're like, just go to sleep?
Oh yeah. Like, you know, I mean, and it's weird because it gives you stuff to write about. Like, you know, I'm sure writing music's the same. You got to experience life to write about it. So, you know, it was, but then I felt like I never had time to go, you know, and I'd write something down quickly. I'm like, what was the inspiration behind that? And then sometimes you come home from gigs at like 1 in the morning, or then, you know, I'm sure with bands, it could be even later. But then as I'm slowly trying to open the door, I hear, oh, maybe he heard me because I got the two boys. And then it's like, and I'm awake. And sometimes after gigs, Chris will he knows the feeling. You're kind of wired sometimes after a gig, so you're up anyway. So then, you know, then the wife's like, oh, you go. Oh, that's okay, I got him. Yeah, but aren't you tired? You just got home. I'm awake. Just go to bed. And then and that's where it's worked at times, having this kind of a job. But it's juggling everything. That's life. You know, you could be a CEO of a company, and I'm sure it's the same thing. You know, like anything, right?
Yeah, I remember I was sitting at an airport. We were traveling, I think, back from Newfoundland, and the guitar player in my band, who he has two already, he's got a third one coming, but he was like, it was really close to the babies being born, the twins, and he just looked at me and I was like, what's up? And he's like, man, you have no idea how badly you're about to get hit by a bulldozer. You just look so like you don't get it yet. And I was like, and I remember that little bit of that warning, like, what? Man, that was a weird thing to say. And then like a month later, boom. And it's like, fast forward from then till today. I don't know where those 3 years went, but like Frank said, it's funny how, I mean, yeah, I don't get to, I haven't slept in, unless I'm in a hotel, I haven't slept in 3 years, but I'll get up in the morning with them and they'll just be morning madness, milk, breakfast, cartoons. But that's ironically where I kind of write my best stuff. Like I always have my phone with me and my ukulele, and I'll just be joking around with them. And all my voice memos on my phone of my coolest songwriting ideas have the babies, you know, in their stages from being born to now three, like crying, baby talk, and then now to singing and talking in the background. So it's pretty cool how, yeah. And like Frank said, I've always got stuff. I've always got different inspirations now, and the babies will say something. I'll be like, what a weird way to say that. I'm going to write a song about that. You know what I mean?
That is so cool though. You know what I mean? That your inspiration changes with time and changes with what is happening in and around your world. And just like the basic little things that are happening, like in your daily life.
For sure.
A lot of people don't realize that, but I think it's so cool to hear you both, you know, share that and say that, because as a music lover, and I talk about music all the time, music is in everything I do. I always am listening to the lyrics, and I always wonder, I'm like, okay, what were they thinking about when they wrote this? Who inspired them to write this? What's going on? And you know what, Chris, I want to pick your brain about that and about your new song, Good Morning. So don't go anywhere, because this is the special dad's edition of the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. It is our special dad's edition, and we got two amazing and cool and fantastical dads. Of course, my special guest co-host, Mr. Frank Spadone, funny guy, stand-up comedian, dad of two. And if you count the dog, three. And then
yeah.
Who you love so much.
My favorite. You know, he's the only one that actually listens to me, though. That's the weird thing.
I love it. And I always think of your comedy bit with the dog. Yeah. How the dad never wanted the dog, but then the dog comes in. And then, like, the dad is all about the dog and everyone else is, like, worthless. Yeah. I love it. That's one of my favorites, Frank. And joining us too, we've got Chris, drummer of the Trues. And he also has a solo project called The Whiskey Hunter with a brand new song called Good Morning, which we're going to talk about in a second. And he's a dad of twins who are turning three. Chris, what are your kids' names?
Gracie's my daughter. You. She's the oldest. And Patrick.
Sorry, what was it?
Gracie and Patrick.
Oh, I love it. And so, The Whiskey Hunter, so you've been with the Trues for a while. Yep. You drum for them. And then you started your own like little solo side project called The Whiskey Hunter. What is that about? How did that come to be? Fill us in. Yeah,
it was a total pandemic decision. Everything was locked down. No one was playing. No one was touring. I was home. The babies were coming. Me and my wife were freaking out. And I've always been like a whiskey fan. And around this time, artists started going online, doing like live performances, right? And I'm a drummer. And I was like, what am I going to do? Just go on and drum for an hour and like freak out. No one's going to want to tune in. So I just went on one night on a Friday and just went live. And I did like a little whiskey tasting, and I accompanied myself on guitar and sang a couple little cute little songs just for fun. And then I finished it. I did like an hour live thing, and I loved it. Like I finished it and people were like, dude, that was awesome. You got to do that again. So I did it again. I did it again. Then I did it again. Then the babies were born. I kept on doing it. Then I started my own YouTube channel. And in that, during that time, I was inspired by the whiskey stuff. As you do, you get inspired by new things in your life. So I started
inspired by booze all the time.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's easy. It's an easy inspiration. Yeah. So I wrote a bunch of songs, whiskey related songs, and they've kind of got me into the spirit world now, where I'm, you know, I'm working and existing in that realm now.
Nice.
But fast forward like 2.5 years, and my babies, who were kind of around for this whole process, are, you know, they're daddy's number one and number two fans, and they love my songs, which are all about whiskey. So I was like,
oh my God, amazing.
I gotta mix it up a little bit. Like on the way to driving to daycare in the morning, they're singing daddy songs like Lord, I Need a Bourbon, like, and they're memorizing the words. And so I had this little thing that I would sing to them in the mornings to go wake them up, because, you know, going in to get kids in the morning, you don't know what you're going to get. You open that door and it's like, you're going to get Godzilla or like the cutest little things. So I would sing this, good morning, good morning, when I would go to wake them up. And they started singing it back to me. And I just kind of kept on working on it. I'd work on it in my car, like my voice memos. And finally, I took it to my producer in the studio. And I was like, hey, man, I got this idea, but it's a completely different thing than the whole whiskey brand that we've created. And I showed it to him and he's like, man, it's a true, I don't know what to say. Like, I didn't write it for any reason other than I just wrote it for my kids. And
which,
you know what I mean?
Beautiful. When
you
write,
yeah. So when you write stuff like that, you just got to, get it down and document it. So we recorded it and I was like, I'm just going to put it out under the Whiskey Hunter and just, you know, it's a departure for sure from the whiskey stuff, but it got a lot of people, like, it's now just a morning song for everyone, for parents with kids, for parents without kids. It's just like a heartwarming thing to listen to ease you into the day kind of thing.
And that's great. Cause you know what, I know what you're saying. It's very real and people can relate to it. And it's, you could tell it's heartfelt because I'll tell you the jokes, sometimes comics, like we were inspired by something and then, you know, there's exaggeration or there's other stuff we think's funny that we put in, but the stuff that really always does the greatest is the real stuff, like the stuff that really comes from a real place. You know, we could all do the stereotype thing. Like, you know, I come from a certain demographic and you could kind of poke fun at the way we do certain things. But when I talk about a real situation that happened in my family, and, you know, sometimes, you know, I'll imitate my dad or whatever. Those are just characters. But real stuff always is the best. And I believe that in comedy, music, any art, that's the stuff that touches people. Either makes it's them so laugh, true. Makes them cry, makes them happy. It's you could feel it.
You know what it is? It's because it's authentic and it came from a place of love,
mm-hmm.
right? Where it's like, yeah. I know that like for people in show business, a lot of the times you're under the gun and it's like management, you know, if we're talking about music specifically, record labels, you need to write these songs. We need an album. The album needs so many tracks. And so you're like, it's like, I have to do this. So I have to write this. And I find it with myself too, when I'm doing my writing, there'll be many times where I'm writing for a client, a blog or even a caption on a post, being a content creator, and I struggle, but it's those posts and those blogs, or even, you know what I mean? Like if like I'm working on another book, it's where I don't have a time commitment or constraint, and I'm not doing it for anyone other than myself, that it actually flows. And I find that that's like the best.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Yeah,
because you're writing when you want and when you're inspired, right?
And yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. I think true inspiration doesn't have like time, doesn't run on like our clock system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It when it comes to you, that's when you gotta jot it down or voice memo it and then keep that true inspiration and then work on that later. But when you're like, I got an hour and a half, I gotta write a song. It's gotta be about whiskey and it's gotta be really good. It's like, it's not gonna flow. If you're a professional, you can make it good, but it's never gonna be that. It's not gonna have that like that magic in it for songs, for writing, for writing jokes. Like, I think you have to capture those magical inspiration moments for sure when you can. Moments,
yeah
it's true,
because I don't know if you go through this, but I'll think of something in the middle of, I'll be falling asleep or something will happen and I'm like, oh, that's really funny, you know, that might make a great bit, but I didn't have my phone with me and I didn't write it down right away, and then I go to bed, I'm like, oh, what was that thing that happened?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, and then I can't sleep for an hour until I think about it. And I've lost some ideas. I think, yeah. I've lost some ideas, and but when you remember, it's the best thing. Then you're like, man, oh my god, you got your phone out and you're typing a mile a minute, right? Like it's crazy. I don't. Here's the other thing I gotta ask you, Chris. Like, so you're a drummer. I mean, how do you practice? You know, because it's so, you know, you got the kids. Do you have a drum set in your house? Like, do you?
I have like a padded kit, like I don't have to make real noise. I have a kit set up at our studio where we rehearse, which I can go to whenever, but. When I'm home, it's a quiet situation. Yeah, because otherwise,
yeah.
But my kids—they ruin everything, Chris. So they inspired you for a song, but then they ruin everything else.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing, though. They do inspire you, and then but then like you don't have time to go practice because you're
Well,
taking care
man,
of.
like today was one of those examples where the kids just from 7 to I dropped them off at 8:30. It was like an hour and a half of just screaming to the point where, like, you know, when you feel like your brain is just gonna like rattle and just fall off. And then I dropped them off, and then I mean, I've been doing taxes all week too, and I'm exhausted too. And I was driving home, and I literally, like, driving home, going like, "Oh my God, what an insane morning!" I'm driving home, and I get emotional thinking about my kids, like how much I love them and how much I miss them. And it's like, what is wrong with me? I'm an emotional wreck. And I was never like this before. I was always very like disciplined, focused, like go home, do this, practice this, go to this studio, blah blah blah. Like now, I'm like, I'm driving, I'm at a red light, and I'm like, they're just so beautiful, it's amazing, like. What's happening
That
here?
is something that I think all parents have in common. You're just like, oh, you get so frustrated. You're like, why won't they listen? Why won't you just go to sleep? Why are you freaking out on your sibling? And then we're away from them, and then it's like, oh, I miss them. Or then they fall asleep, and you look at them, and you're like, well, such little
Look at their feet. Look at their
Yeah.
nose.
Wait till they hit teenage, then
Yeah, Frank's laughing at us because mine are not there yet. I've got an almost 12-year-old, almost 10-year-old, and a 7-year-old. Chris, you're almost at three. You know,
then it's look at,
Frank's got
at
the
first
older
it's
one.
look at their feet, then it's oh look at his hairy feet, and he needs to cut his toenails. Then it becomes that.
Yeah, one of my friends tells me that. He's like, enjoy this, man. Enjoy from now, from 3 till 10, you're gonna love it. They're gonna love you, and they're gonna, mom and daddy are gonna be their two heroes. And then after that, he's like, it's all downhill from there.
It's
Well, Chris,
true.
you said that, I've got their, Gracie and Patrick are my number one and number two fans. So, but I need to know who's number one and who's number two, who loves you more?
I think my son is a better like regurgitator of information. So he's like he remembers things quicker. He remembers the song titles. He'll sing along with me. He'll get really excited. But my daughter is she's got a really sassy exterior, kind of maybe like her mom. But she's the more loving one deep down. So I don't know. It's a toss up. They're both very loving, and supportive.
And have they come to any shows? Have they seen you?
They've been to True shows. They know based on my attire. So when I'm going out to a True show, I'm wearing like rock and roll stuff. I wear different hats, a lot of black. So when I'm going to a True's gig or going out on a tour, they'll be like, "Oh, True's, True's." And
Oh.
then when I wear like a cowboy hat or like a bigger hat with like some fancier shirts, like the Whiskey Hunter vibe, they go, "Oh, Whiskey Hunter, Whiskey Hunter." Like, so they get,
Oh my gosh.
yeah.
You're
And if
like a
I'm going out like
character.
this. Yeah, going to the studio to just record, like record, do a drum session recording for someone. They're like, "Drummies, drummies." So they kind of get it based on the different characters that I'm dressed as I leave the house, kind of.
Oh my God, and I love it. And you guys can see my face on Zoom. You at home cannot see my face, but I'm like making that, oh my God, it's so cute. And Frank is just like, yeah, for now, P, for now.
It's funny because you mentioned do they sing your songs and all that, and now it's weird because I have the son that's a teenager, but and he's rebelling. Me and him were best friends for a long time, and daddy daddy daddy, and now he's and I think they need to do that. They need to kind of like
Yeah,
leave
they
and
need to
just,
fly away a little bit.
and they need to hate you. Not I'm not saying
They need
hate,
to hate you.
but disagree with you. They challenge, because that's how they break free and become independent, right? I don't want him coming to me for everything. And sometimes he questions me, but it's funny. Like it's so cute. Your kids are singing your songs at that. But now my kids are starting to tell my jokes.
No.
Are they into comedy? Are they into stand up? Like, are they?
Adrian's come to a couple shows, and the last shows I did in Richmond Hill at the new club there, at Joker's, some of his friends came, and the parents who have seen me. And I purposely did, like not purposely. I have some jokes that are a little more adult, and the club allows it. And they heard some little at more adult stuff. But then the funny part is he hears the stuff. You talk about life, so I talk about being a husband and stuff that.
Oh
So, there's the one joke about my wife during the pandemic calling my name 3,000 times a day, Frank, Frank, Frank. And now both of them are walking around the house like a couple, like a two ducks, like Frank, 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 Frank. Like, hey, why did you bring him to the show? Now he's imitating me. But it's, it's
good when you've got these. It means that they're looking up to you guys. You know what I mean? Like it's when they cool. do that,
yeah.
Which I think is amazing. And you know what? Honestly, like I was lucky enough to have an amazing dad too that I looked up to. So I say kudos to you guys and to all the amazing dads out there. We're going to take a quick break, but don't worry. We will be back with more because it is our special dad's edition right here on The Parenting Show with Frank Spadone and Chris Gormley. So don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto, and I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. It is our special dad's edition with my special guest co-host, Mr. Frank Spadone, comedian, dad, and I like to call him my fratello. I love you, Frank.
Fratello. That's Italian.
And, sister. Yeah, brother and sister. That's what we're saying in Italian. Okay, brother cool. and sister. And with cool. us, we've got Chris Gormley, drummer of the Trues. And he's got a side project, The Whiskey Hunter, with his brand new song, Good Morning, which was inspired by his almost three-year-old twins, Gracie and Patrick. And Chris, I need to ask you a serious question.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I'm a big music head. Like, I love music. Okay. Day in, day out. And I've been playing music for my kids since they were born. And I am mainly a rock girl, right? Trues, love supporting Trues, amazing Canadian band. And so I love my rock music along with like other genres. Like I'm big on country as well. And so I've always been playing specific types of songs for my kids. Like they've grown up with like Foo Fighters and Pearl Jam and Nirvana. And, you know, like my daughter Samantha has a picture of Dave Grohl holding her at like 3 months old, you know? So all like good music, right? So, and I see other kids out there and they're listening to other stuff. And I just shake my head and roll my eyes. And I'm like, I don't know about your parents, but okay. So I need to ask you, like, do you kind of like push your kids in a certain direction when it comes to listening to music? Like, guys, this is real music. We're not going to listen to that crap. What yeah. do you do? I need to know. Coming from the drummer of the Trues, I need to know.
Absolutely. Like from day one, even before they were born, I was playing them songs in mommy's tummy, like good, the only the good stuff. Yeah. I think it's our job as parents to give them that, like, if you have that artistic side of you, to give your kids the upper hand against other kids that don't have parents that are cool like that. I think they need to know, like, my kids have been listening to my son knows all the names of the guys in the Beatles and what instrument they play.
Oh my God. Okay. We're good.
Like their favorite bands right now are White Stripes, Queen. I'm as we go, like every month I introduce a new thing that they need to be exposed yes. to. Just not like I don't force it down their throats. I just like, guys, this is Queen. What do you think about this? This is We Will Rock You. Their favorite song is We Will Rock You. Bohemian Rhapsody is one of their favorites. So I'm like, this is good for kids. I mean, my parents were not musical, but I grew up listening to the Beatles. My parents used to play ABBA all the time. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Like, I remember dancing around in the house as a kid, listening to ABBA. And I was like, thanks. That's a like good one, mom and dad.
That was me last weekend. I need a man after midnight. I was at the bar with my friends.
That, you know, it's so true because I grew up, my parents worked, so they weren't home a lot, but my sister, Teresa, was home. My other sister got married and she was already out of the house pretty early. But, I like a lot of the stuff that she listened to. I know, I guess it stuck with me. Like she played a lot of, you know, like Elton John, that kind of, you know, she grew, you know, I'm a little older, so I'll probably, so, you know, it's that kind of, and just some of the, you know, that when disco started mixing with rock and, you know, I remember for a while there right. was that whole thing. It was cool to be disco. Then the 80s came and it was disco sucks, rock rules. It was, you know, I saw it, people writing it all, you know,
in the bathroom stalls.
Yeah. But it was that mixture of stuff, you know, old stuff, new. She liked the Beatles too. Like I would listen to some, then it got, it, you know, I got hooked on it. So I don't, you know, but then we had some of the Italian music, you know, on the Sundays.
Yeah.
When they,
yeah,
you know,
it was that, for real. Why was that a Sunday thing?
It just,
Frank, why was it a Sunday thing?
Family, because that was no one worked. Like things weren't open. I mean,
back then everything was closed on Sunday.
Everything was closed except for bakeries and some groceries. So really was the day of hanging out and eating with the family for lunch. And it, you know, if when you're in an Italian neighborhood, you could smell the sauce and
everyone's house.
It was, and then the music, like they'd have the Italian TV show on, and it was always about playing the music. And then, so I learned that stuff, like the North American stuff. And then, you know, you hear songs and it brings you back. I think music's so important because it brings you back to memories of different things in your life. So it is, it's very important. It's amazing.
Frank, you still do that memories now? As you said memories, Frank, your voice went a little bit higher. I thought you were getting choked up.
I was a little,
you back actually, and you were getting emotional.
I was getting a little.
You're like, oh, that Toto go doing your song.
How about Felicita? How about
that? Felicita.
And he'd come in and he'd start. Anyway, sorry, Chris.
Do you guys still do this now, Frank? Do you still do like Sundays where you get together and eat and...
You know, big family. I try. Family. Yeah, I have. You know, it's unfortunate because when my dad passed away, like my dad was the one that would drive and get everything Sunday morning and say, call everyone and come and eat. And we knew it was a more routine stuff. But since he's been gone and my mom's by herself, she can't really. But we try, especially in the, you know, we try to have those dinners with the grandma, with Nonna, right? And
right.
The kids get a feel of that.
It's so nice to have those traditions, and it's so nice, like for me, incorporating music and incorporating that time to laugh and joke around. Those two things are big, and that's why I'm loving the fact that I've got both of you here today, because honestly, like, laughter is huge. And for me too, I'm not a comedian, but I guess, you know.
You're funny. You're pretty funny. You could be one, Pina.
Pretty crazy. For me, like, making someone laugh is a big deal, right? And also introducing people to music is a big deal. Like, you know, Chris, you were saying you sing to the kids in the morning or in the car on the way to daycare. And I do the same thing. Like, we'll listen to a song. I'll put something on. Like, we were listening to like The Kill by 30 Seconds to Mars. And I'm like, okay, what do you hear? What instruments do you hear coming in? Now, what do you hear? Cool. What just came in? You know, and they're like, this, that. I was driving to school the other day and they were playing like, you know, the second clip of the beginning of a song and you had to guess what it was. Oh, and my daughter, Samantha, in the back, you know, of the truck was like Seven Nation Army. I'm like, yes, kid, you know, or when I brought her to the Red Hot Chili Peppers in August and the Strokes came on to open and she's like, oh, Juice Box. And I'm like, you are my child.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, but it's all these things. And I think like music and laughter are huge and we need to incorporate that into our lives, especially sharing it with our kids. We are talking with dads today because it is our special dads edition right here on the Parenting Show. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. We've got a special dad's edition with, of course, my special guest co-host, Mr. Frank Spadone, comedian, dad, and just all around funny guy. Funny guy, Frank.
I try, Pina. Tough on a Sunday.
And Frank, with us, we've got Chris Gormley, drummer of the Trues. And he also just released a new song called Good Morning, which is part of a side project, The Whiskey Hunter. And he's a dad of twins. almost three-year-old twins, I think I would die. I think I would die. Yeah. You
I'm
know,
hanging on.
Like, I'm glad you're here and alive and well, Chris. So dads,
surviving.
I got to ask you guys, when it comes to your kids, first off, do you guys try to like push them and, you know, in the direction of the career path you're in? Like, I know that with me being in radio and social media and being a voice actor, you know, I kind of like, oh, do you guys want a podcast? Or like, wouldn't it be fun to do voice work like mommy? So what's it like for you guys? Do you want them to follow in your footsteps? Or you're like, no, stay far away and go do something else?
Well, I'll start. first of all, the arts is really tough. And I mean, you want them to follow their dreams, right? And it's great because it's a great outlet. It's, I've enjoyed many things thanks to the comedy. And I'm sure the music's the same, but I always, you know, it's funny, you want them to do kind of the things maybe you didn't get a chance to do. Like, I never got to play hockey at a young age, so I put him in hockey right away. I'm like, not that he's going to be in the, you know, we all think, oh, our kid's going to be in the NHL. I knew right away he wasn't making the NHL. Maybe go play in Europe if things get better. But, you know, he played hockey. We put him in baseball, depending what some other friends did. He's found something he loves now. Like, he's 15, and he loves the go-karting. Like, he loves it. But the problem is we don't do it in the winter. It's more of a summer thing. But he's kind of quit a lot of things. And I've always loved music. And this is, you know, like, I played classical bass in junior high for 3 years. I loved it, right? I wanted to go to bass guitar. You know, my parents were that old school European. They didn't know. They weren't going to spend money. And I thought maybe when I get older, I'll just do it myself. But I don't know. At one point, this is my wife's more about don't force them. They'll find their own thing. But then I hear the stories of kids and even people my age that are like, I wish my parents pushed me more because I love this now. And I wish they
put,
so I don't know. This is the question. When do you push them and when do you just let them do what they want? Because they'll quit everything if you let them. My kids are in school right now. I don't know. Like, it's tough, right? And you don't want to ruin their experience of learning something. Like, hey, you know, because for a while he played drums. He did, which is funny. And I loved it. And even the teacher, he's like, he's got loose wrists. It's very good. You know, he hits. But then he's like, I sucked at it. I just want to quit. I'm like, no, why? Just keep doing
it. Stick it out.
But for him, it was, I'm at school. I'm learning something. It's not, I go, but when you get better, you play music and you enjoy it. I don't know. That's the tough thing.
I know. Chris, what about you? Like, your kids are still really young. So this is a great time to, like, you know what I mean? Like, start getting them into things.
Yeah.
Do you want them to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, I just, I'm all about the natural kind of exposure to stuff. And they're getting that, like, they hear the drums downstairs, they hear me rehearsing with guys downstairs, they hear me writing songs, they know I'm going to shows, they come to sound checks and stuff. So they're seeing that. And they definitely have an inkling towards music. Like, their daycare have said, oh, they're both get really excited about music. They love dancing. Aww. They love playing the little instruments. But as far as pushing them, just whatever makes them happy. Like, they both love listening to music, jumping up and down and dancing right now. So we're going to put them into dance. Like, would I love to put my son more, cause he's more into drum lessons? Absolutely. But I've just heard horror stories of you try to do something. Like, now you have to go with this teacher. If it's not the right teacher, the kid's going to hate it for the rest of his life. And it's like, I think they're still young for me. It's just when they come to me and say, daddy, I want to do piano. We have a piano. So it's like, yeah, let's do piano lessons. Cause you can practice right here. And that'd be great. If they want to do hockey, I can't even skate, but I would put them in hockey, like, whatever's, you know.
Yeah, see, I like that. And I think that, like, you know, back to your point, Frank, I think it's just like, if we take that natural approach, like, you know, Samantha dances, my oldest, Lily was dancing. And then during COVID, she's like, I'm not doing this online thing anymore. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to push her. She was hating it and you could see it. So at that point I was like, okay, I'm not going to push her. And she's like, I want to try gymnastics. We moved over to that. She's loving it. Marcus has been in baseball and he loves it. So I think we've lucked out, but I think taking that natural approach and just kind of like letting them take the lead is the way to go, right? Because there is a fine line from like encouraging and motivating to like pushing them to do something or and then forcing, they just get turned off.
Then it's like you're forcing them and you don't want
It's like, I don't want to do it.
But right? it must be amazing. And I'll quickly say, because your kids get to grow up with this music and drumming, which is all fun. And, you know, I mean, my kids grow up with me in the bathroom saying, my wife is just like this. You know, how do you, it's different.
Actually, talking about you making jokes about your wife, Frank, you've got some shows coming up.
Yes.
So, okay, fill us in.
I'll be in Thunder Bay end of May. And the next night we're in Sault Ste. Marie. Then I go to Phoenix, Vegas, LA in June. Then there's stuff coming up in September. And then there's little things that are getting filled in the middle. So just go to, can I say it? To frankspadone.com or at Frank Spadone on Instagram. That's where I'm more active.
Oh my God. We should do a group trip. Okay. Everyone listening at home, who's in for a group trip? Group chick. Not that. Hey. A group trip. To Vegas or LA to see Frank. Message me and we'll organize.
Or Thunder Bay. What's wrong with Thunder Bay?
I'm going to take Vegas or LA. Okay, thanks. Chris, you got something coming up too. So what's coming up?
I got a couple of Whiskey Hunter things coming up. May 12th, I'm playing the Alma Combo in Toronto.
Amazing. Classic. Yeah.
May 17th, I'm doing something in Hamilton, something really cool, a tasting / pairing with music, with whiskey music. And then the Trues are going to be busy all summer. So nice. check me out.
So much.
Those places.
Okay. So where can people find out more info with you, Chris?
My best is just on Instagram, the.whiskey.hunter. That's where there I kind of post all my upcoming events.
Go there. So frankspadone.com or Frank Spadone on social. And Chris just told you where to go for the Whiskey Hunter info. And of course, you mix in the True stuff into that as well, right?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, guys, thank you so much. It was an amazing dad's edition. And of course, we can't do with all the amazing dads out there, you know? So Frank Spadone and Chris Gormley, guys, love you. Thank you for spending your Sunday evening with me. I am very happy about that. So thank you.
Thanks, Pina. Thanks.
That's it for us, guys. If you missed any of the show and you want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast. Just go and look for it anywhere you love to download your podcast. Otherwise, we will catch you next week, right here, same time, same place. It's The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.